Thank you so much for calling customer service. You reached Debbie. How may I help you today?
Hi. I recently, or today, was looking through my credit card receipts, and I see there's a charge from your company for $59.95 on my credit card, but I don't understand what it is.
Yes, sir. I'd be more than happy to look up that for you.
Pardon me?
Yes, sir. I'm going to look that up for you to see what's going on with it. May I have your zip code, please?
14450.
Okay, just one moment.
My what?
Okay, well, you said 14450. May I have your first and last name, please?
John Stevens.
Okay, sir, under that zip code that I put in, I don't have that name coming up, and I can't find you. And you did say
okay,
one.
Wait a minute. I'm a seasonal resident in Florida, so try 33455.
Okay, I came up that way. And for security purposes, can you verify that shipping address that you will have on file in Florida?
6235 Southeast Georgetown Place in Hope Sound, Florida.
Okay, I see what you ordered with a Pure smartwatch. That helps keep track of your blood pressure measurement while you're working out.
I'm sorry. What did I order?
It was a Pure smartwatch. That helps keep track of your blood pressure measurement while you work out. It keeps track of your mouth, and it's Bluetooth capable with your phone.
No. What I ordered, they had already charged me for on a different promotion for like $6.95. There was no $59.95.
Yes, sir. The $6.95 you paid was only for shipping and handling back on January 30th. It was a 14-day
okay, how do I ship this back to you?
Okay, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. Just look at the information for you. Okay, what you had to do is you had to return the product to us within 7 days. I would give you the return address, but it would be at your own expense in returning the watch for us. What we will do is we'll issue you 50% of the amount at the time now, and then you get refunded. But when we get it back, we'll take off the $9.95 restocking fee.
Okay. What address? Where do I have to send the watch?
Okay, just one moment, scrolling down to the bottom. You would have to, do you have a pen and paper ready, sir?
Yes.
It would be 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit CS in Charlie, Denver, Colorado.
Hang on, Unit C?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado.
80239.
Okay. And then after you get the watch back, I get the other half of the refund?
Yes, sir. That's correct. But if you would like to keep that watch today, I can offer up to 35% off of it. So off the $59.95.
No. The way you sold this product was that I answered the survey and you gave me the watch for $6.95, and now all of a sudden I owe you $60? No. Not only am I sending the watch back, I'm going to complain to the federal authorities. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir, I definitely understand.
No, you don't definitely understand, or you'd credit me the whole money. Now, you definitely understand this. You got trouble coming. You understand that?
Can you hold one moment, please, sir, while I get your account notated? You might hear a brief silence, but that's just me updating your account.
And I bitched, and they finally gave me, I think, 90%. That's
I hear you. All right. Thank you so much for holding. I'm going ahead and get this account canceled out so you won't get any more charges or anything else shipped out to you. I also refunded your $59.95.
Thank you. Okay.
I sent a confirmation email titled to you, and the title will have "You have received a refund." It was sent to jbstevens133@juno.com.
Great. Okay.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can do to assist you today?
No, not at this time.
All right. I want to thank you so much for calling customer service, and have a great day.
Thank you.